trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair. When the saved on earth shall gather on the other shore, and the road is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the road is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. On that bright and cloudless morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise, and the glory of his resurrection share, then his chosen ones shall gather on the other shore, and the road is all up yonder, I'll be there. When the road is all up yonder, when the road is all up yonder, when the road is all up yonder, yonder I'll be there. Let us labor for the master from the dawn of the setting sun. Talk of all his wonders, love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the road is called yonder, I'll be there. Now when the road is called up yonder, when the road is called up yonder, called up yonder, when the road is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Amen. I want to just for a few minutes this morning preach to us on the thought of work, for the night is coming. Work, for the night is coming. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 9, verse number 10, Ecclesiastes 9 and 10, it tells us, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might, for there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest. Gracious Heavenly Father, help us this morning. I pray that we might be able to preach the Word, that You would open our hearts and our ears, that we might hear and understand Your Word, and it might bless us, I pray. In Jesus' name we ask, amen and amen. This particular verse, when you read it, and of course we know Ecclesiastes, he's really dealing with things that are under the sun, things that are under the sun, things that are here on this earth. But this verse is not hard to understand when we look at it. We see that for sure it tells us that we have certain days down here. We have certain allotment of time. And he says, whatsoever thy hand find to do, do it with thy might. Do it with all that you have to do that work. And he's talking about whatever work that you find. Amen. We applying it to spiritual terms. Whatever work that we have that God wants us to do, do it with all of our might. Do it with everything that we have. And he says, for there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest. We're all leaving here. When I read this, I was thinking about both of my grandfathers were preachers, but since the day that we put them in the ground, they've not preached a sermon. Not like I am this morning. They've not testified. They've not knocked on anybody's door. They've not invited anybody to church. Amen. Their testimony lives on for a select few that knew them. But amen, as the years roll by, even that diminishes, because even family didn't know them. And so what he's saying is, listen, we need to do everything we can now. Whatever that we're going to do, we need to do today. The Bible tells us we're not promised tomorrow. And see this verse here in Ecclesiastes, what's it let us know? It lets us know that nighttime's coming. That nighttime is when we lay down, when our work has ceased. There's nothing else to do. In John chapter number 4, we find in verse number 34, John 4 and 34, Jesus saith unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Jesus was telling me that his great object, the great design of his life, was to do the will of God. That was the design, the purpose of his life. He came to this place, amen, through Samaria, there with a woman at the well, and he came by this place, and no doubt when he came, he was weary and he was thirsty, and it's getting along about mealtime, and probably no doubt he was hungry. And we know where that puts us. Okay, we come to a place and we're tired and we're weary and we're give out. Amen, we're thirsty, we just need something refreshing, and we're hungry, we need to eat, and we know what kind of mood that puts us in. What do we call it nowadays? Hangry. But this is where Jesus was, and he came by this well. Yet, what did he find? He found an opportunity. He found an opportunity to speak to this woman at the well. And so this opportunity came, and despite how he was feeling in his body, he found comfort in doing good. Amen. He found comfort and some strength, I believe, in helping this woman. Amen. He forgot about the tiredness, the thirsty, the hungry, and for a time he had opportunity to help somebody, and so he put all that aside. Now, I've told some of you this, maybe I've told it here before, but we caught a bunch of mullet one time and had them ready to come home, and the long story short, we had them clean filleted, ready to go in the frying pan, put them on the table in the cooler, and we was in the state park, and that night, the coons got into them, ate every one of them that we had, and that cooler was hard to open, but they knew how to do it. Amen. And so we get up the next morning, we're getting ready to come home, but now guess what? We're supposed to have fish fry, and when we get home, we ain't got no fish. So we gathered up the cast nets and we go down, we find us a spot and we get out there and we're wading around, but you know, the sun's already up a little bit and we're trying to catch enough just to have a fish fry when we get home. And I'm going to tell you what, I think I was throwing probably a 10-foot cast net, but when you throw that thing long enough, whew, it will wear you out. And we didn't have very many, but I had threw that thing and I got to the point where I said, I told myself, this is it. This is the last throw. Because I didn't know that I had any more in me. And I threw that thing out there, just whew, and it hit the water. And I started pulling on that rope. And when I pulled on that rope, when I got the rope tight, and I don't know why this happens, but amen, whenever the rope got tight, I could feel the net going, ba-dum, 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 ba-dum. You know what that meant? That meant there was something in there. Amen. And I pulled it in and I took out what was in there and I put them in my bag, and you know what I did? I threw that net right back up over my shoulder and we went at it a little while longer. Why? Because there was something about the fact that, amen, I had success and I caught them fish. There was something about that that made a difference. It just kind of gave me a little boost. And amen, God help us. That in the spiritual world, this woman here that Jesus could help. I mean, he came hungry, tired, he was fatigued, and he sat there at the well, but when the disciples came back, he told them that his meat, that great object of his life, amen, was not to eat and to drink and to do that. He was there to do the will of the Father, and he had helped somebody. Amen. He had witnessed to this lady. He had testified to her of the goodness and the greatness of God. He had changed her life. That made a difference with him. He didn't mind for a time there. Amen. He could put aside the eating and the drinking and even resting, because, amen, he was doing the work of God. And that was his great object, seeking those that were lost. He said that he came into this world to seek and to save sinners. We hear the Bible tell us in the book of Job, chapter number 23 and verse number 12, he said, I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. That's important. I mean, the words of God, I have esteemed his word more than my necessary food. Doing the will and the work of God was his aim. And God help us that it might be our aim, that it might be our priority. Yes, there are other things that we have to do in this world. We have to make a living and we have to take care of things in this world. But God help us to remember that we'll never do anything any more important than doing the will of God. Never. And if Jesus was so diligent for the welfare of others, and he desired to benefit them, how diligent should we be? It should matter to us. Not only should we regard our own salvation as important, and when I say that, I mean that we regard our own salvation, that we take care of it. We read, we study, we pray, amen, and we watch after, we guard our own hearts and lives. Also, it should make us want to help others, to speak the truth of God's Word and to be a testimony and a witness unto them. John tells us again in John chapter 9 and verse number 4, Jesus said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day, the night cometh when no man can work. And you see, that's what Ecclesiastes said there in that verse when he talked about doing everything. Whatever you do, do it with all your might. Because see, he said there's a day coming. There's a day coming when you're not going to be able to work. There's a day coming when your work time, amen, will be no more. And you know, we find that in life. Even before the grave, there's some things that we used to could do that we just can't do anymore. Or maybe we can't do them with the same efficiency that we used to. And so, God help us. What God does for us, amen, as we get older though, amen, you say, well, I can't do this or I can't do, but listen, there's still something to do. There's still something to do. And Jesus said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. Three things right there just in that verse. First of all, there is a work for every Christian. There is a work for every Christian. And God has something, amen, for us to do. We're not all preachers, we're not all teachers, we're not all singers, amen. But God has something for us to do. You know, here's the reality. When he compares the church, he talks about the church being what? Being a body. And then he says of us that we're all, what are we? We are all members of that body. If we're in Christ, we're all members of that body. Now, there's some certain parts of our body. I can't even name all the parts of my body. To go through the anatomy of the body. But, amen, God put it together. And it works. I mean, it might not work just right. But, amen, sin has had an effect upon it, upon not only mine, but upon everybody. And Mr. Elmo Carroll, who was some distant relation, when he was about 90, he went to the doctor. And the doctor told him, he said, did you bring a list of medications? He said, I don't take none. Doctor said, oh, what? He said, no, sir. He said, I ain't never took none. He said, every once in a while, Tylenol, that's about it. Boy, that was a blessing. 90 years old, he was still working, going, doing, able to get out and do. But these old bodies, might not be perfect, but amen, they work in all the little parts. You need them. I mean, there's little things that, you know, they tell me that, well, this has gone wrong and this ain't producing what it should. And boy, it makes a difference. You don't think too much about it when your body's producing enough insulin and everything to cover everything and all that stuff. But when it stops, it makes a difference. Nobody never seen it. I watch some football games and baseball too, one of the different them athletes. You know what they'll get, and it'll sideline them sometimes if it's severe enough. We talking big old strapping fellers now. They tough. I mean, you wouldn't want to run up one of them in a dark alley if he is looking for you, you know. And I mean, we talking, but they get turf toe. Turf toe. They're big toe. In the process of them, sometimes it'll get bent up under there, and they call it turf toe. And it'll get so that it puts them on the bench. What are you saying? See, we've all got a part and a place. Amen. It might not be the prominent role, but amen, we got a role. Not only do we got a role, it's an important role. And sometimes those roles that we think might not be so important, amen, we find out when somebody quits doing it, we find out just how important it was. Work. Because every Christian has a work to do. But amen, also in that verse there, Jesus said, I must work the work while it's day, because he said, tonight it's coming. We have one lifetime to do this work. And amen, I think that was, you know, I mentioned that through the week. We've got one lifetime to do this work. We won't get a second chance. We've got one lifetime to work the works of God. But also in this, knowing these things, what do we need to do? We need to work. Because the night's coming. We need to just do what God would have us to do. Romans 13, verses 11 and 12 tells us, and that knowing the time. I mean, I read this the other night, and knowing the time that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Knowing the time. Knowing the time. Folks, is, you know, I mean, a lot of times I ask them, you know, what time is it? What time is it? Sometimes I ask them that because I got to, go somewhere and I'm wanting to know. Used to, I'd ask, you know, when I was a lot younger, I'd say, what time is it? And somebody would say, well, you got some medicine you got to take or something? But the time. Knowing the time. And listen, here's something the Bible tells us about time. Just a couple of things in Psalms chapter 90 and verse number 12. It says, so teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Teach us to number our days that we may apply our heart unto wisdom. One of the things that I'm afraid that most of us have done and may when we stand in judgment that we've wasted, and that's our time. We've wasted too much time. But he said of time, let us apply our hearts to wisdom. Also Ephesians 5 and 16 tells us, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Amen. We live in evil days, in evil times. And we need to take every opportunity that we can, that we have, to do that which is good, to work the works of God while it is day. Because the night is coming. God help us, don't put off till tomorrow what we know we need to do for God today. Amen, because tomorrow may never come. That time, work when? Today. God help us to work the works today. Isaiah chapter 38, verses 18 and 19. It tells us, for the grave cannot praise thee, death cannot celebrate thee, they that go down into the pit cannot hope for thy truth. The living, he shall praise thee. as I do this day, the Father to the children shall make known thy truth. You see, it's up to us, the ones that still living, to make known God's truth. I mentioned both my granddaddies being preachers, and they've both passed on and been gone a long time now. They had a space of time, and they preached the Word, and they made known in their time the Word of God and the truth of God's Word. Amen. In their generation, to their time. But amen, what about me? What about us? Their time has come and gone. And here's the reality, and I know, you know, we don't like to think in these terms, but the truth is, our time too will come, and is, and will go. And there'll come a time and a day when, amen, if somebody is praising God in the church house, it won't be us, because we'll already done all the praising we're going to do here on this earth. We'll already be giving God all the glory that we're going to while we're here on this earth. Our time will have come and will have gone. All the truth that we can make known, there'll come a day when we won't make known any more truth. Our children, our grandchildren, our church family, our community, they won't hear any more truth of God's Word from us, because all the truth that we could ever speak will have been spoken, because our night will have come. And so what does the Bible tell us? It says work. For what? For the night is coming. He didn't say that it might be coming. He said it's coming. The night is coming. And here's the thing. Today, we need to make known the truth of God's Word to this generation, because this generation needs it just as badly as we did. And somebody shared that truth with us. Somebody prayed for us. Somebody did a work and had a testimony for us. And here we are. Let us work. Amen, for tonight's a coming. If you will stand, if you have a need as we sing, you come this morning.